Welcome to the Green Lines Leadership Podcast on the Charisma Podcast Network. The podcast is produced for leaders, young and experienced, in ministry and the marketplace. Now, let's join Dr. Steve Green as we seek to be led by the Holy Spirit so we might lead others according to God's purpose.
Welcome back to Green Lines. This is Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network. Today I'd like to talk with you a little bit about another part or a section from the Beatitudes, but first I want to share a quote with you from Zig Ziglar. I want to separate it from the scripture, so I don't want to combine it, but he said something that is really important for leaders to hear, and it's this. You've probably heard the quote. You don't build a business, you build people, then build your business. And so why don't we insert the word church in this way? You don't build a church, you build people, then people will build your church. Let's think of it that way as we approach this leadership lesson. But first, this word from our sponsor.
Do you dream of starting your own business? Do you feel stuck in survival mode? Turn your dream into reality by learning biblical principles and business skills to fuel your entrepreneurial vision. The Joseph Business School is a premier Christian business school that prepares kingdom-minded entrepreneurs. It's a nationally accredited entrepreneurship program that shows you practical and spiritual principles on how to start and run a business God's way. And in 9 months, you'll have a comprehensive business plan for your specific business idea. They offer weekend and online courses to fit any busy schedule. If you're excited about becoming your own boss, but know you need some focused teaching how to start and grow a profitable business, then Joseph Business School is for you. Don't delay. Spring classes start April 8th, 2017. Visit them at jbs.edu/online program. That's jbs.edu/online program, or call 1-866-791-4527. And now, back to the show.
God uses us first, I believe, to first build ourselves. And then those great two words of the Bible, so that. Build yourselves, figure out what it is that we are to be in the kingdom of God. And when that's settled, then we can begin to build. There's always going to be a so that. When God cleaned up my mess, he did it so that I could impact others, so that I could influence others. And then build on what he wants us to build. Through me, around me. Those are the things that I believe leaders must be most aware of is what I'm called to do. And I think most of you that listen to a podcast like this are very aware of that. But if we don't focus on our people first, our projects aren't going to matter. That focusing on people, to have the heart to be mindful of people. You know, when the Bible tells us that whatever we do it heartily and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you'll receive the reward of inheritance. We serve the Lord Jesus Christ. We do that, saints, by giving a lot of attention to what it is that God's got in us and what it is that we're supposed to do. So I'm not to be motivated by the bottom line. I'm not to be motivated by my attendance, not to be motivated by knowing that I've got the biggest church in town, but to be mindful of the fact that we are building the kingdom of God together, that we're doing things out of a good heart to build the kingdom of God, not to build a dynasty or a super church. And there's nothing wrong with any of those things if it's God's will, if that's where he set us up and that's where we're to go. It's never about a metric. And I guess that's what gets me crazy, because I'm so metric oriented in business, and some measurable, some from here to there. That's how I set goals. How many of this? How much of that? What's the share of mine today versus share of mine tomorrow? I'll constantly be thinking about some metric to measure. And I'm not sure that that's godly. I'm saying I'm not sure. I'm really working through this. That I believe in my heart, if I get focused on a number or a thing, then I might need some heart surgery. I think what God wants me to do is to press into him, press into the cross, get his heart. And I think all the metrics will come, whether I measure them or not. I think if I press into him, that I define success as hearing from God, knowing God's heart. I want to take time to measure my motives rather than measure my metrics. So if that'll help you today, constantly be looking at your motives, your reason why. What is it that's driving you? What is it that matters most? I want to pursue significance, not success. It was after my first trip to Africa that I really understood what significance was as opposed to success. Success says I'm achieving some metric, that my metrics are being achieved, so I must be successful. My numbers are going up. My things are happening, so that must be success. But it may not be significance. Then I think the metric that matters most for all of us is the heart of God. that are we hearing God, and are we knowing what it is that he wants us to do? Am I loving people along the way? Or am I achieving success and metrics at the expense of people? I think the more I have the heart of God, the more I'm going to love people. The more I hear God, it's going to involve people more than it is project. Leaders can pursue excellence through people. We can still have that great in search of excellence and do what all the leaders tell us to do. But if I build people, surely we'll build the kingdom of God. To be focused, to have my metrics checked, to have my heart checked. Am I doing what matters most? Am I hearing God's heart in his will and his instructions and how I live my life? Lord, search my heart. Search my motives. See if these things be true. Show me what it is that you'd want me to do. I think if I can do that first before I ever open my mouth to speak to someone that I work with every day, then maybe I've got a chance for my motives to be purified by the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. Search my heart, Lord, and help me to lead with purity of heart. You've been listening to Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network. This is Green Lines. God bless you all. Hi, this is Steve Green again. I wanted you to know that there are more podcasts available right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. We've got a great podcast from Jennifer LeClaire, one that I highly recommend. And did you know that we do a daily newscast? We call it A Daily News Story Well Told. I think you'll like our reader, Jenny Rose. She's not a reader, she's a storyteller. I think you'll really enjoy her podcast, and you can find them here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to Green Lines.
Thank you for listening to the Green Lines Leadership Podcast. If you would like to read Dr. Green's blog, visit www.ministrytodaymag.com. This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.